As we are now more than halfway through Sfiras HaOmer, it feels like Pesach was a million years ago. And if it's true about Pesach, then Purim feels like a different lifetime. Life has changed so much since the days of Purim. For many, Purim was the last time we all gathered in shul in large numbers. But not to worry, I have some good news. In the coming week, we are going to have a Purim. What do I mean? The Tur in Orach Chaim, Tav Chaf Ches, describes the intricacies of the Jewish calendar. And he writes that on the same day of the week that Purim falls out, that is the same day every year when Lag BaOmer falls out. Okay, it's interesting, I guess. It's true calendarically, but what's the connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer? Why is the Torah telling us this? What is the deeper connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer, all drinking comments aside? But Yerucham Olshin, the Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood, explained that Purim celebrates the near annihilation of the Jewish people, and the salvation wasn't just about getting things back to how they were before. But Chazal say in Shabbos Peches about Kimu v'Kiblu, a new acceptance of the Torah, a new love, a new passion for Limud HaTorah that was unprecedented. Never before had people learned Torah with such vibrancy, had loved Torah this much. The response to that near annihilation was an increase, a wealth of Talmud Torah. And this is what Lag BaOmer celebrates as well. Chazal say that during the days of Sfiras HaOmer, Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim. We say it so often, we hear it so often, that it loses its effect on us. 24,000 is an astronomical number that it's just impossible to fathom. And the world was desolate, without any Torah at all. Near extinction for the Jewish people. But finally, in Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopped dying, and so we celebrate. But what are we celebrating? That they stopped dying? They stopped dying because they were all dead. Where's the simcha in that? What exactly does Lag BaOmer celebrate? The Pri Chadash in the 1600s on the page in Shulchan Aruch explains the real simcha of Lag BaOmer is the second half of that story. The Gemara in Yevamos continues, Rabbi Akiva did not despair. After losing his entire life's work, he picked himself up, went down to the south, and rebuilt the Torah. He found five new Talmidim through whom he built up Torah and Shas as we have it today. Who are these five Talmidim? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, and most famously, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And through these five Talmidim, all of Torah as we have it today came about. How so? Because these five taught the same student, a man named Yehuda, who later grew up to be Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the editor and organizer of all of Shas Mishnayos. All of Torah's nigla that we have is in response to Rabbi Akiva Lag BaOmer, revitalizing in response to near annihilation, picking up and increasing wealth of Torah. And it wasn't just Torah's nigla. One of those five students, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is responsible for uncovering and unveiling the great secrets of Torah, Torah's Nister. Chazal say that this also happened on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer was a day of great increasing of Torah, Torah's nigla and Torah's Nister. And Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon were so successful at bringing Torah back, at exploding great wealth of Torah, the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches, says, when Rashbi heard people saying that maybe one day Torah might be forgotten, he got up and he said, Chas v'shalom, that's never going to happen. He personally had seen Torah at the brink of destruction, and he himself brought it back. He himself publicized it to the extent he couldn't even imagine a time when Torah would be forgotten. He was so bothered by people who he felt were abandoning the Torah. Chazal say that when Rabbi Shimon would see someone working in the field, he would say, Torah matahe aleha. Person's going to go work all day? What's going to happen to the Torah? That was his perspective. Revulsion explained that just like Purim, Lag BaOmer celebrates that close brush with complete destruction of the Jewish people. And in response, that wonderful burst of Torah that increased as a response. Long before the days of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Sfiras HaOmer has always been a time of great avas haTorah, showing that feeling that we would be lost completely without the Torah. As the Sefer HaChinuch describes in this week's Parsha so beautifully, it's like a worker out in the field all day, slaving away in the hot sun, sweat pouring down his face. He doesn't just want to take a break. He needs to get inside. He needs to sit down, put his feet up. He's longing to have a cold drink from the cooler. And in that same way, the Chinuch explains that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were out in the desert. They were out in the heat. Not the physical heat. They were longing for the Torah. Yitzias Mitzrayim was only step one, or if you're following the Dalakoso, step three out of four of Geula. They were missing V'lakachti Li La'am. And for those 50 or so days, they were thirsty. They were parched, dying for the Torah, longing to be able to mekabel the Torah on Shavuos. Every moment without it was torture. And so, they started counting down, or in this case, counting up. Sefer HaChinuch explained that people couldn't bear to start with the number 49. It just seemed so big. That drink seemed so far away. So, they started with just one, and then two, and then three, and they kept the numbers consistent from there. And when the time finally arrived, when Hashem finally, formally offered them the Torah, they didn't stop to ask questions. They're dying of thirst. Na'aseh v'nishma, we'll take it. Like that worker out in the field, if you offer him a Gatorade, he's not going to ask, what flavor? Give me that. I need it. I'm craving for it. And so every year, during this time, we recreate that thirst for Torah, that craving that we would not be able to survive without it. As Chazal said, when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, the world was just an empty desert. And we too, we count and we build up that excitement, we count toward it, showing how we can't wait to be mekabel the Torah on Shavuos. That's the feeling of Sfiras HaOmer in general. And Lag BaOmer in particular is the greatest highlight of that time, the greatest highlight of that feeling. We remember just how empty the world would have been had Rabbi Akiva not picked up and rebuilt the Torah. Rashbi had not uncovered the great secrets of the Torah. And they didn't just salvage some scraps of Torah. They built it up. They exploded it in a way it had never been learned before. Just like on Purim. This year, there hopefully won't be any large gatherings in Meron. And many of us are not ready to learn the Zohar. But that same Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that we find in the Zohar, it's the same Rabbi Shimon we find every third Mishnah in Shas. You can't go five pages without finding his name. And we can tap into that Torah. It wasn't only Torah's Nister he was talking about when he said, Torah Matehela, how can we survive without the Torah? And so any type of learning we can do during this time, during the days of Sfiras HaOmer, which all about Avas HaTorah, all about that craving, that thirst, that I just can't wait to mekabel the Torah on Shavuos. Hashem should help us during this time to increase our Avas HaTorah and work our way towards Shavuos to be mekabel the Torah with Avah.